Welcome to Rise Healer Rise, the podcast where your transformative journey as a healer takes flight. We're here to guide you on a sacred path of embracing your essence and transforming your sensitivity into strength. Are you a healer, an empath, a creative soul, or a leader who has a deep desire to share your gifts and create an abundant life that honors the beauty of our earth? In a world that's calling out for healing, your unique gifts are more needed than ever. But how do healers, creative souls, and leaders of our new earth maintain their spiritual connection while navigating the material realm? The answer lies within you, and I believe in your power to rise up and navigate the challenges that lie ahead. The key to unlocking your full potential lies in sharing your healing tools, and just by doing this, you invoke divine right protection. Inside this podcast, we explore nature-based methods to clear trauma, cultivate sacred essence, and share your gifts to create a significant impact and thrive as a modern-day healer. Join me, Sarah Estelle, your host, flower essence expert, high priestess, and business guide, for content that soothes your soul and sparks inspiration. At full moon, we welcome a special guest to impart their wisdom. Together, we rise, heal, and transform. So embrace your essence. Honor the abundance of Gaia. You are source. You are limitless. The world awaits your light. Rise, healer, rise. Welcome back to Rise, Healer, Rise, the podcast dedicated to the journey of healing and empowerment. I'm Sarah Estelle, your guide on this transformative path, and together we're diving into episode 2 and navigating the path of empathy and boundaries. So in this podcast, we are going to explore the very delicate dance of being a healer, an empath, or a creative soul, and to really explore and honor the innate ability that we have to feel deeply and to connect deeply on a profound level. This is a true gift. But I also know, and I've seen this in many, many of my clients, it's not without its challenges. You're not alone in this, though. I have also struggled over the years with a wish to get something absolutely right and the complexities of setting boundaries that honor my empathic nature. Many of my clients feel like this too, and I'm excited to be able to explore this with you today and share some of the tool that I myself use and that I share with my clients. At the end of the day, although sometimes being sensitive feels like a challenge, it's actually a celebration. What an amazing, amazing quality to hold in this world that we're in right now. And as healers, we know that when we look underneath at what I call the gold that lies underneath under all our challenges, they are always leading us to a deeper understanding of ourselves and our growth. How then do we walk this path with both empathy and boundaries in harmony? In my experience, the key lies in embracing healthy boundaries, those that safeguard our energy and well-being, yet also allow us to remain connected to the world around us. So I'm going to be introducing you to two flower essences that participants of our Essentially Flowers Diploma in Flower Vibrational Essences find really helpful. We're going to be looking at sensitivity and boundaries through the lens of the elementals. And I'm going to be giving you some tips that the participants of our Elemental Alchemy Business Academy find really helpful. So let's start with the flower essences. So I'm going to share two essences from two different ranges that we feature in our flower essence diploma. In our diploma, we don't focus on one range. We actually embrace ranges of essences from around the world. And we set the intention that each person coming into our diploma, and in fact, we can set that intention for you too, can learn the frequency of different ranges and find the one that most resonates with you. So you're always going to find me giving you choices for different essences and really encouraging you to go direct to the flower or the tree or the nature being yourself, rather than go to repertories or what is written, although of course that is always superbly helpful. My wish is that your expertise and the knowledge and the wisdom comes directly from nature, so you develop a very deep connection between you and that being. So the first essence, and one of the most important essences I have worked with, and many of my clients echo this, is a beautiful essence from the Australian bush range of flower essences, and it's called Fringed Violet. So as you can expect with a name like that, it's a very beautiful violet flower. You're most likely very aware of the phrase that we use all of the time in the English language when we say, I jumped out of my skin. So essences always, always work in the energy field around our bodies. They don't work on the physical itself. And so if we're looking and talking about energy bodies, when we have a shock or a trauma or bad news or something happens around us, what actually happens is that our energy fields move slightly off to the side. And this is good and needed and intended to shield us, if you like, from the intensity of what is happening. However, what is intended after that is that the energy bodies realign. And at that point, we can process what's happened. But what happens for most of us, because of the modern world and because of how we have grown up and been educated at school, we don't actually get to process these feelings. And so we often stay slightly out of our energy fields. And this can take us out of our alignment with Source. So Fringed Violet is such a beautiful, very easy, very gentle, yet very profound way to repair the energy field so that you can reintegrate your field, process what's happened for you. So you may know that something happened and you've never fully recovered from it. Another sign might be that you feel drained from coming home from crowded places, maybe a supermarket, or maybe even after going on to online meetings. If you use this, you can either use it internally in a dosage bottle, or I find it works really well in a mister. You can just mist yourself before and after, and over time you're going to feel that that really helps to reset your boundaries and to help you feel and be able to act in more embodied, clear ways for yourself. So I mist myself daily with this essence. I often do it first thing in the morning before I go to bed to clear my energy field, and before and after meetings if I feel a little off. The second essence that I want to share with you is one of the Batch range and the Centauri essence. Now, this is a tiny little pink flower that's so beautiful, and it's often known as the Put Your Foot Down essence. So this is the character you may recognize yourself here, where that you often do more than is yours. You take on things from others so that you can help. People like this are very much in service. So it almost describes a healer sometimes. But what can happen? And of course, we don't want to necessarily not respect this ability to want to help others. But what we do want is for the person, for you as a healer, to not neglect yourself and make sure your own needs are met. So Maybe it would be helpful if I share a little story of something that happened to me that really showed me the power of this essence. So quite a few years ago, I was in a public place and working on something of my own. And all of a sudden, I saw somebody approaching me. And there was a part of me that was happy to see this person, but there was also a part of me that didn't want to be interrupted because I was in a flow. Now, as it happens, I had been working with Centauri at that time, and I saw this person walking towards me, and it was as if, as she approached me, she hit or came up against a field, and I literally saw her almost bump into this field and then turn around and walk away again. And I really, really felt that it, at the time, that it was Centauri that I had been really working very hard with at that time that had helped me. And so this is just an example of a very beautiful essence that can help us as empaths to respect our own energies and have boundaries. There are many, many other essences that can help this kind of thing, but these are two that are my absolute favorites, and we often recommend them to our clients. Now, one of the most powerful ways to really get to know our own levels of sensitivity and where we can put into place clearer and firmer boundaries is to understand our nature. At the end of the day, we all know what it means to be sensitive and we all know what a boundary is, but we don't necessarily know how to change this. And this is going to be slightly different in frequency for different people. So what I'd like to do now is share with you something that we use a lot in the Star of Gaia Priestess process and also in the Elemental Alchemy Business Academy. And we look at the elements as they appear in astrology. So in very general terms, this would be the earth, the water, the air, and the fire elements. And of course, these beautiful elements all exist in nature. So as we journey through life, we often resonate with the different elements. And each element reflects unique qualities that can influence how we experience empathy and set boundaries. If you know the main players or archetypes in your astrology, this will be so helpful. If you don't, you'll understand and feel what is right anyway, just through your own intuition. We do have a quiz in the show notes that can help you find which element of nature can most support you in your business. So if you would find that helpful, please go and look at the show notes and you can take the quiz for free. So let's start with the earth element. So if you have a lot of earth element in your astrology, which would be Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, you're the nurturers and providers of the world, and your strength lies in your stability and your reliability. However, you may struggle with empathy by overextending your support, leading to a depletion of your own resources. And your boundaries may become eroded, a little bit like soil under heavy rain, if you can just visualize what that looks like. So for someone with a lot of earth element in their astrology, it's really important to create those boundaries so that you can hold that firmness, hold that stability for yourself and others. Now, if you're a healer with a business or wanting to grow a business, it really speaks as well to creating the physical containers to grow your business to its next level. And as a multidimensional healer, the systems and structures that hold and contain your ideas and teachings are key. So there's many examples of this today, such as mailing lists and courses. They are all held in containers. So for a healer, whatever astrology you have, this would be a really good way of creating boundaries and creating places where your sharings and your teachings can sit. So let's move now to the air element. So if you have a lot of air in your astrology, or you'll recognize yourself anyway, you are the thinkers and communicators, and your empathy flows through understanding and conversation and words. Yet, you might find it challenging to set boundaries, as you can be swept up by the winds, often the storms of others' thoughts and emotions. So for anyone with a lot of air, and this would be Cancer, it would be Libra and Aquarius, it's really important for you to learn to discern which kind of winds, which kind of flows are beneficial for you, and to make sure that you surround yourself in places that are very, very supportive for your actual personality. So it may be really helpful to work with the breath, to center yourself, and also to work with being very clear in your communication. One of the things that can happen to air elements, and as it happens, this is me, is that we can have so many ideas. If you think of an air element, it's not actually in the physical. The information is held in the ethers. And so it's not surprising that we have access to a lot of information. And so we get very overwhelmed by this information, and we don't know where to start. We're juggling lots of balls. And so that affects our focus, and it affects our ability to actually birth these onto the earth, to implement them effectively. And so the two essences, Fringed Violet and Centauri, may be super helpful for you, as actually they can be for all elements. Let's talk now about the fire element. So if you have a lot of fire astrology, and this would be Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So all three of these signs are very passionate signs. They're all signs that work with change and inspiration. And for you, empathy is all about sharing that beautiful warm light that flickers inside of you. However, as we know, fire, if there are no boundaries, it's very consuming. It's a very, if you like, dangerous almost element. And one of the biggest challenges that we have in life at the moment is burnout. And that is actually where we have allowed the fire to burn too strongly. So it's very key to recognize yourself in that. Fire astrological types are often deeply passionate, very hard workers, which is good because it needs to happen. However, we also need, if that this is you, to really balance the flame and to use the inner fire to warm you, not to overwhelm you or others. And so it's important to set boundaries that allow you to share your light without diminishing it in the long run. Remember, even the beautiful biggest light on earth, which is the sun, sets every single day to restore its brilliance. And finally, let's talk about the water element. So if you have a lot of water astrology, such as Cancer, Libra, and Pisces, these are such beautiful emotions and frequencies to emit into the world. You are so, so needed right now. You have a very deep connection to your emotions and can often adapt to those around you. Your empathy is really, really, really deep. And often you can feel things across literally the other side of the world without knowing whether it's yours or belongs to another. So it's an essence, a little bit like fire, an essence in terms of personality that can really, really deplete itself if there are no boundaries. So a couple of ways you might recognize yourself here is if you feel really overwhelmed by the emotions of others, and therefore that sometimes clouds your judgment, and you feel so focused on other needs that you neglect your own emotional well-being. So it's useful perhaps here to consider the banks of a river that guide water. Your boundaries, just like the banks of a river, direct your flow. So with all the elements, and especially with water, it's really important that you engage in self-care rituals that replenish your waters and affirm your right to retreat to your own space when you need to. So finally, I just want to share with you some practical tips that can help you keep your boundaries and maintain your empathy at a frequency that respects and honors your well-being on a more practical level. So regardless of your elemental makeup, setting boundaries is a skill that can be nurtured. So here are some tips. So first of all, know yourself, and I hope that sharing the elemental archetypes there will be helpful for you. And also using essences, and I shared a couple earlier, can be really supportive for you too. So reflect on who you are. Know that you have a frequency that's different from everybody else and honor this. Do your best to communicate your boundaries clearly and compassionately, both to others that you love, to your friends and family, and to your clients. Practice saying no when necessary without guilt. And if you find yourself struggling with that, the world of flower and vibrational essences can be really, really helpful. You can engage in regular self-care in order to recharge your empathic energy. And remember, setting boundaries is not just self-preservation. It's an act of self-love and self-respect. So here's a couple of tips that I share with my business clients that really, really help with boundaries. So when you are a healer, especially as your business grows, it's so important that you have professional boundaries. Otherwise, you will find yourself in times of burnout and not effectively showing your leadership role in the world. So setting those boundaries and communicating them to your clients. So this includes defining how long a session is going to last and respecting that for yourself and the other person. How they can get in touch with you if your phone is always on, or if people can get in touch with you at all times of the day and there is no clear way for you to actually close your own energy system so that it can rest. That can be very harmful over time. And having policies on late cancellations or no shows is also boundaries. What I have found over the years is that pricing is also a beautiful, beautiful boundary for yourself. Different business models and different people have a need for different pricing. If you have a big vision for your business and are already feeling overwhelmed and depleted, then I invite you to consider pricing as a boundary, as a way of saying, this is what I do, this is my offering, and here is the line that we both need to respect in order for this to go forward effectively. Another really key thing for a healer, especially if you have an online business, is to have an online diary. As I said before, if we are open all hours of the day via email, via all the different apps there are nowadays, that's very, very depleting for your energy and is actually more time consuming for your client. So I'd really encourage you to look at getting an online diary set up and to direct interested people to that diary. That shows clearly where the spaces are, where you are available and open for business, and it makes it easier for you and clients. And then if you wish to take a day off, it's really, really easy to put that into your diary. So always speak your truth with clarity. Make sure your needs and limits are respected. And don't shy away from saying no when it's in your best interest. Setting boundaries at the end of the day is a profound expression of self-care and love. So as we start to close this episode, I want you to really focus on the importance of balance and self-care. These are vital practices that sustain us emotionally and spiritually. There are all different ways nowadays that we can nourish ourselves, through mindfulness, immersing ourselves in the beauty of nature, or indulging in creativity, it's crucial for us to engage in activities that feed our souls and rejuvenate our bodies, minds, and spirit. Remember, you are deserving of love and care. It's not just permissible to put your needs first, it's essential. And by respecting your boundaries and embracing self-care, you not only protect your own well-being, but also enhance your capacity to be present for others. So I invite you to ponder your personal journey with empathy and boundaries. How can you honor your empathic gifts while also upholding your boundaries? And what self-care practices can you integrate into your routine to ensure balance and harmony in your life? Thank you for joining me on this exploration of empathy and boundaries for healers. Until we meet again, remember to honor your unique essence and to maintain your boundaries. Rise, healer, rise. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I want to remind you that your journey is a sacred one. You are not alone on this path of transformation. I, Sarah Estelle, and all of the Nature Kingdom are here with you, holding space for your growth and celebrating each step you take towards embracing your true essence. If you love today's content, leave us a review on your favorite podcast listening platform and share your biggest takeaway. And do visit the show notes of this episode, where you will find extra resources to support you. Also, come and join our Rise Healer Rise community on Facebook and be part of a rising wave of healers who are empowered change makers. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast and never miss an episode. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, may you always remember, you are the healer the world has been waiting for. Rise, healer, rise.